This is the Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Podcast. The One Ring, the Darkening of Mercury campaign. Session 11, The Great Northern Hunt.
Session 11. I've yet to decide on the title. I am Brian, I am the lore master. Please introduce yourself, your character, and tell me what was the most interesting thing you did in your winter break as a character, not you personally.
Alright, I am Nick. I am playing Denethor Lightfall, the Elf of Mirkwood, the party's faithful, valiant archer, shockingly. So, over his winter break, he shot arrows. It was fabulous. And then he spent time with his kid.
You have a kid?
Yeah.
Are you the mother or the father?
Both. Thank you.
You're elves. We don't...
They ever the mother's remember. Dead, so yeah, there's that.
Oh.
Dick.
I was going to say, I mean, come on. Legolas was the prettiest girl in Lord of the Rings, so...
All right, I am Mike. I am Wolford, the Boar Slayer, a woodman of Wilderland. I am using my first name now among my trusted companions, although not with anyone else.
Hey! Wolfred! Look over here!
I ignore you.
Okay.
Well, I think the whole experience of spending the winter break in the realms of the Woodland King, everything was interesting. That was really Wolfred's first extended experience with a new culture, so... He learned all, you know, I mean, was fascinated by the Elvish traditions and, you know, like having to learn how to braid hair and stuff like that. It was, the whole conditioner thing was totally new to him.
It's an art form.
Yeah.
It really is.
So, yeah.
I am Jack. I am playing Brand, son of Gorm. And the most interesting thing he did during his winter break was found out that that sword that he had found is actually... the most badass sword in the history of badassdom. Well, maybe not the most, but...
Let me give you a little bit of background on that sword.
Oh. No!
So you're all gathering at the Woodland Realm in the springtime.
Can we go back to that, please?
Okay. Yeah. There's a big old party going on right now. What would you like to do?
I would like to go wenching, please.
That might be frowned on.
Yeah, they wouldn't have you. Sorry.
Have you seen my sword?
I was going to point you guys to the Obsidian Portal, but I didn't. Because I spent some time updating NPCs in the Woodenland Realm, so you guys would know some of the movers and shakers. That you probably would have rubbed elbows with over the winter. There's, of course, Thranduil. Not that you would have rubbed elbows with him. Legolas, there is... Halbrick the Wine Cellar, merry, ruddy-faced Halbrick, hails from distant Dorwinian, though he lives in Lake Town. He's one of the merchants who provide wine for the king, Elven King's table, and can frequently be seen in the halls of the Woodland Realm. His father was a particular favorite of Thranduil, for he had excellent palate and could find the best wine in each season. House of Herod has long been under the patronage of the Woodland Realm. Wine and shit to eat with wine, that's all you need here. Shopping list. Irame of the House of Gil-galad. Is one of the most respected courtiers of King Thranduil's court. She is a Noldoran elf, which is a high elf, to those of you who like layman's terms, and has lived in Middle Earth since the days of the First Age. Irame was close kin to the rulers of the Kingdom of Lindon. It is said she wove the cloth of Gil-galad's shining banner. She came east with Thranduil after the War of the Last Alliance, and has brought light to the Elven King's Hall for many years. In recent centuries, it is said that Irame grows weary of the mortal world, and more her heart turns towards Valinor in the outermost west, where most of her kin now dwell. When Irame seeks the solace of the Grey Havens, Middle-earth will be forever diminished. There is Galleon, former cupbearer, butler of King Thranduil, consigned to patrol duty for drunkenness since the famous escape of a group of dwarves from the royal halls some years ago. He doesn't care for strangers and despises dwarves and hobbits as he blames them for his current situation. Which is lucky for you that you don't have either one of those tonight. Ruithel, Warden of the Woodland Realm, A famed huntress and tracker, she wields one of the treasures of the woodland realm, the bow Penbregal. Strung with mithril by the dwarf smith Gamil in the depths of time.
Who is this?
Ruitho. She's got a picture. Well, they all have pictures, but you probably have a picture. Ruitho was recently promoted to command the guards who watch the elf path and the borders of the realm and is eager to prove herself worthy of the office and the bow that comes with it. Geralt, the Bjorning mercenary who you guys met in Lake Town, is coming for the hunt as well.
Cool.
He won the strength contest at the first gathering of the five armies in 2946. Galia, you know. I'll do that right now. Dravion Silverwing is probably sitting there. All. Indolent ship. Anyway. I won't go over Thranduil or Legolas. I assume you guys know that. So after the spring thaw, your friend from Lake Town arrives, I assume.
Yes.
Yes. And there's a big feast prior to the party for a few days prior to the hunt. Do you guys know of anything that you would like to do? Or anyone you'd like to talk to, or anything you'd like to accomplish before the hunt begins?
Would...
I realize that's rather sandboxed, but...
Would Ruithel be the person to talk to... I mean, I guess I would want to know, like, what are the... This is a big hunt, and I'm sure the elves have some sort of protocol or traditions with a major hunt like this, so that's what I would want to talk with her about.
Okay. Yes, this is expected to take a number of weeks. I mean, this is a big deal. And you're going to be released in waves, like in a marathon. So yeah, I assume you can get Denethor to introduce you, because you know all the elf ladies. He keeps getting them pregnant and then getting them killed. I don't know.
Denethor, introduce me to...
That's happened like five times.
Introduce me to the warden of the woodland realm, who's female and has a bow and is more badass than you.
So all of them?
She's available during the feasting for introductions. And
okay.
She chuckles when you are introduced to the hairy person.
The hairy man ape?
I yes. bathed this winter.
He did. This is actually he really impressive his beard, for him. Yeah. He put in a lot of effort for this. So be gentle with him, dear lady.
Why do you associate with this tall dwarf? Well, he doesn't smell like this.
I'm no dwarf.
The boar slayer is the most stalwart friend of ours.
You spend much time in the company of mortals, young Lightbow.
I do. I have found that their zest for life and adventure has somewhat seeped into my soul.
Is that what that is?
Very well. If you would like to have good advice for the hunts, stay out of my way. And do not worry about anything else, for there's no way that you could possibly be successful in this hunt.
Haven't you been successful once before during a hunt?
As far as, like, getting the right animal?
Not so much, no.
Right, but we've fixed that problem, have we not?
Well, I will see.
And Denethor, because I liked your uncle, you cheapen yourself by associating with these mortal hunters. She actually does air quotes. Mirkwood has been my home for over 2,000 years. How can they call themselves hunters and woodwise when they have not watched these mighty oaks leap up young and green in the spring of the world?
You don't look good.
Sometimes our age betrays us. They pack more knowledge into a span of years than we do into 1,000.
I'll believe it when I believe it.
Well, I bet you will.
You don't look a day over 1,800.
You look like one of those Dalemen from the east. Perhaps are you one of those that encroach on the forest, cutting trees as you like?
Of course not. I come but from simple merchant stock.
Oh. Fare thee well. Then I will have no quarrel with you today, but when you return to your folk, let them know that those who trespass in the east of the realm will be punished dearly if they lay X to tree again by my bow.
I shall certainly relay that information.
I shift my axe out of sight.
it's only a porpoise, man. There's also a couple of visitors from Rivendell.
Aron?
No. There's actually a hobbit.
Really?
And an elf who was his escort from Rivendell, or coming to pay their respects to the Elven King, because the hunt is a big deal. You catch some glimpses of them through the several days of feasting and partying out in the woods that happen in the days leading up to the hunt as people prepare themselves. Do you guys like a box text encounter?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
All right. Prepare for exposition. One night, as you're walking past the Great Hall, you hear raised voices like... you're surprised to see the hall itself sits mostly empty, however, save for two individuals at the far end. And on a closer look, it appears to be the Hobbit and the Rivendell Elf, who are engaged in quite some debate.
Though elves may be wise, they do not know all that happened in Middle-earth, protests the Hobbit from the distant corner of the hall.
Drawn by the raised voices, you see a small figure planted atop a stool near the crackling flames of Great Hearth. He wears a fine crimson waistcoat and a long-stemmed pipe is clenched between his teeth, plumes of white smoke rising to the ceiling above. In odd contrast to his fine wardrobe, a patched green cloak rests across his lap beneath a collection of aged tomes.
Before you can react.
he appears to be a hobbit in the prime of adulthood, though there is a wry look upon his round face. I tell you, they were there! The old Took told stories of the Archer's Company to me when I was a lad.
That does not make it so, Master Hobbit, comes the even and calm reply of the fair elf in glowing robes of gold.
Did you not say that Gerontius Took was known to tell all manner of wild stories?
That does not make them untrue, Lindir.
The hobbit's curly hair bounces as he crosses his arms, offering the elf a dour glance. His eyes brighten a bit when he sees your company at the doors of the hall.
Here, I am willing to wager others have heard of the hobbit archers who came to the aid of the High King of Fornost in ages past.
Old lore.
Lindir turns to gaze upon you disgustedly. Or whatever that word is. It's kind of like a bemused, bored disinterest.
With ennui.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't have time for this nonsense. I'm only like 6,000 years old.
You would think they'd be more patient considering they live centuries. Forever.
The hobbit eagerly motions you to join them.
Come in, come in. Help settle a disagreement between my dear friend Lindir and I.
He scurries from his stool, almost forgetting to set down his cloak and book before bowing low. An arm spreads across his ample waistline. I brought the prop for that. and a hand dips into the pocket of his waistcoat.
Bilbo Baggins, at your service.
The Bilbo Baggins, sir?
Of the Shire, yes.
He explains he and Lindir were discussing the important event in the lore of the hobbits. The fall... Well, yeah, if you want to make an old lore.
Well.
Or a lore, I guess.
Sure.
Or you can invoke old lore to get an automatic.
No. I have enough knowledge of old lore that I should be able to recall this. That's an 8, so probably not.
I have a 15, and my knowledge of Elvish lore?
I will attempt to roll lore, but
okay.
Little do I know of the lore of halflings.
Yeah,
nothing.
They were discussing an important event in the lore of hobbits. Denethor, you would know the basics of the story. The fall of Fornost, or King's Norbury, as the hobbits used to call it. Lindir interjects and explains to those not as learned. The ancient chroniclers of the Old Kingdom of Arthedain recount how in the year 1974 of the Third Age, King Arvedui left Fornost at the coming of the forces of Angmar to assemble a host on the North Downs. This is Arnor, the Kingdom of the West. The Northwest. Well, let me stop. How much do you guys know? Arnor and Garnor?
Gondor, you mean?
Arnor and Gondor. Are you familiar with the basic...
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Arnor is the one who went dark and Gondor is the one who went light, essentially?
No.
No.
They were twin kingdoms. Basically, Arnor is Gondor of the North.
Okay.
They were both ruled by the House of Elendil, but there was a split at a certain point, so there was two different kings, even though theoretically when Aragorn is heir to both houses.
It's like Mithrandir was the keeper of the sacred flame of Anor.
Anor. No. Anor. That's totally different.
It is?
Yeah. Oh, sure. We'll get into that another time. Okay. At a certain point, there's a succession crisis in Arnor. It's split into three kingdoms. Cardolan, Arvedui, and Runefaur. The Dark Lord sent the Witch King of Angmar to Angmar. These are the lands of Eastern Eriador, to the west of Dynasty Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
This was Arnor. At some point, the capital of Arthedain, which was, I think, around this area, was Fornost, which was somewhere around the North Downs. The Witch King of Angmar, his stronghold was up here in the Cold Mountains. So he was assaulting Arnor from the north in the early days of the Third Age. The fall of Arnost was basically when the menfolk lost. The ancient chroniclers of the Old King of Arthedain recount how in the year 1974, so 1,000 years ago, King Arvedui left Fornost at the coming of the forces of Angmar to assemble a host on the North Downs. Bilbo insists that the Shire sent a company of archers to assist King Arvedui, while Linder claims no records exist to confirm this, nor has anyone in Rivendell ever heard of such a thing. Indeed, not even the Rangers tell tales of such an event. So basically, yeah, when Arnor collapsed, was destroyed by the king, by the Witch King of Angmar, the royal house became the Rangers because they went into hiding.
Mm-hmm.
So when he became the chief of the Wildland Rangers, and then the King Gondor disappeared, he was less heir to both houses.
Interesting.
Yes. You know the basics of the story, but you've never heard anything about Hobbit archers or any such thing. We can now engage in a social encounter.
Well, we're boned.
You may all roll insight to gain bonus success dice if you wish.
Insight, you said?
Insight, yes.
Cool. 18 exceptional.
Really?
6, 12, 18 exceptional.
Holy
success.
Crap. Really?
I have a 10.
Okay.
10 also.
You have. You two get nothing. You get 3 bonus dice to use in this encounter. You can give them to others if you wish. But basically, you're feeling particularly suave. You're like, yeah, I showed that elf.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, you seen my sword?
Have you seen my sword?
Excuse me while I whip the salad. Yeah.
Go
up to some elf maiden talking about how I need a new scabbard. Is that a little too much? Yeah, probably.
What are your wisdoms?
2.
3. 2.
Okay. 3. All right, introductions. Share your knowledge of the wild world and show the manners valued by all hobbits. But first, you must attend to the Shire tradition of small talk by showing courtesy through a polite discussion of opening pleasantries, such as the weather or your last meal. Last is in most recent, not.
Right.
Okay. Well, if you want to describe what you want for your last meal, go ahead. I'll write that down for next time. Bilbo is willing to open up to the matter at hand afterwards. So, courtesies all around if you would like to participate in the encounter at large.
13. Gandalf.
Okay.
15.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want us to roleplay that out, or?
If you wish. Yes, yeah. Tell me all about yourselves. Introduce yourselves to the gentlemen.
Men.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Most esteemed hobbit. My name is Brand. I am son of Gorm of the Bardings. I come as a follower of your exploits as well as the exploits of our great King Bard. And I wanted to say how grateful we are to have you here on this wonderful winter's day. You know, the sun is out, it is shining and glinting off of the wonderful new fallen snow. The air is crisp and it makes you feel like, you know, it makes you want to be outside and enjoy it. Don't you agree, sir?
Yeah, but of course. As long as I don't have to shovel it, I love snow. Fucking. Sorry, I was injecting myself too much into the role there.
I'll go last, since I did the worst.
Yay. Well, you probably won't be doing the worst of this part.
I do stuff good.
No, just my interpretive speaking. My
role. It's okay. Like I meant good.
Friend Hobbit, I would dearly love to learn more of the way your folk live and some of the amazing things you have seen during your adventures. I consider myself a scholar of...
Not that.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
been a widower for a while, so stuff happens.
Lightbow has two meanings.
I consider myself a scholar of the world and its ways, and as such I seek to travel to increase my knowledge. And I'm always interested in speaking with other people who have journeyed and traveled.
Well, thank you, Master Elf. That was most courteous. What did you have for lunch today?
Why, would you know? I had the most delightful fruit salad. They make these apples from trees, even. It's crazy. And if you cut them up and store them, they actually keep their crispness the entire way through. It's unbelievable. Then you chop those up, and you mix them with some grapes, which come from some far-off fields.
In Rivendell, they have this thing called a bloomin' onion.
Really? I have actually had that during my travels. You need to try their, what are these, fried pickles. They are amazing.
All right, now I'm hungry. Let's talk about business.
All right, with lore out of the conversation already, you can perhaps attempt song. Well, not you, because you failed your introduction.
I'm known as the Boris Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
I had a pork sandwich. It was really good.
That's nice. Thank you.
Gentlemen.
Yes. I invite you to perhaps roll song to recall a ballad from ages past. Perhaps attempt to engage Master Baggins in some wordy banter using riddle, or something else you can come up with. That
I will attempt to use song.
Okay.
20, great success.
Well played, Master O. Did you get an ex... Oh, okay.
I haven't used any.
Right, that was on the pre... Okay, so great. What did you roll for your...
13.
If you want, you can get one of those.
I'm feeling magnanimous.
I'll allow it.
I'm feeling magnanimous. Roll a die.
For what?
Just an extra die to
he's
add.
He's giving you one of his bonus dice to add to your introduction so you can participate in the rest
of
the
game.
So, 18. Pork chops, you say?
No, pork sandwich.
Pork sandwich?
And they have a mustard.
What is this sandwich you speak
it's
of?
This, well, you cut a slice of pork with no bone, and then you take two pieces of bread.
Two.
You one see, on
we
each
have
side.
That in the Shire, but they're open-faced.
No. You put, and then you can hold it, and you don't burn your hands, and you can put mustard on it, and then, like, slice pickle really thin. Oh, it's amazing.
We use the one slice of bread, but then we put gravy on the whole thing.
Well, that has its merits, but this way you can carry it around and eat it. You don't have to, if you're on the go, see. And then if you're only halfway through, you can put it in your pocket.
Like elven whey bread. Much except with pig.
Right, with meat.
Much better.
And it stays warm in there. In fact, I have a special pocket in this coat. I call my hot pocket.
I like how it's against your groin. That's very well planned.
Hot pocket. Death pocket.
All right. He successfully sang a song to recall a ballad from ages past of the mighty battle at the gates of Fornost in the North Downs, I assume.
Yes.
Sorry. What would you other gentlemen like to try to do?
I think by this time everyone's heard the tales of Bilbo riddling with the dragon. So I will tell him a riddle, a woodman riddle. 14, great success.
Oh. What is your riddle, sir?
Go ahead, and I'll think of one.
What kind of pictures do they take at the North Pole? Elfies!
I'll tell them the one about the... a man is in a building with all southern exposure, and a bear walks into the room. What color was the bear?
I don't know whether it'd be a smart ass or not.
Yes. Why is that a question?
It depends if he pooped in the woods or not.
No, that's not the answer.
He's white.
He's a white bear, of course.
That reminds me of a terrible, terrible joke, but that's okay.
So there's a bear and a rabbit, and they're in the woods.
That's the, yes.
And they're taking a shit together, as you do, close friends.
Right.
The bear turns the rabbit and says, "Do you ever have any trouble with the stuff sticking to your fur?" The rabbit says, "No, not that I know of." The bear says, "Great, good to know." And he grabs the rabbit and wipes his ass with him.
Is that the joke?
That's the
okay, I got a riddle for you. Okay. Try this one. The man who made it does not want it. The man who bought it does not keep it. And the man who has it doesn't even know it's there. What is it?
A casket.
Boom.
What's green and lives in the bottom of the ocean?
Moby Snot?
Damn it! Truly, you are a gifted riddler, sir.
See, most of my riddles are just not PG, so.
That's what she said.
Well, fine, here you go. What's green and eats nuts? Syphilis.
Oh my god. What's green and goes 100 miles an hour backwards?
I yield to you, sir. And your superior bodily functions. Do you want to try anything,
Brand?
Brand?
Yeah. I'm thinking, song. I shall use song to regale Master Baggins with a tale of. With the tale of the Bardings before the coming of Smog. And I might have to burn some dice on this. I'm going to have to burn some dice on this. Ten's not good enough. So I'll burn another one.
Okay.
13 probably isn't going to help.
No. It's a lovely song, sir, but not quite relevant to the discussion at hand. Not like Moby Snot.
That should be your new one. I yield to the Boar Slayer's mastery of bodily functions.
Bilbo isn't. Bilbo is impressed by your usage of the skills in question, as is Lindir. The elf follows the conversation with elvish detachment, only to break his poise to make good-natured jests at Bilbo's expense and frustration whenever the hobbit archers of Fornost are brought up. The characters who read the box text. After long discussion, Lindir finally tries to bring the matter to a close.
"Regardless of what any of us may believe to be true, Mr. Baggins, it is of little consequence. Without evidence to accompany your claims, they are nothing more than fanciful tales passed down from parent to child."
Well, I will, in the course of this conversation, even though I know nothing and I've heard no lore, I'll speak in defense of the theory, because I know that hobbits are brave folk who will pitch in like troopers in times of crisis.
Unless there's
why, something. We had a hobbit friend who defended us from the spiders of Mirkwood no fewer than three times in one encounter by bravely leaping into their webs and volunteering to be dragged away.
Yes, Master Huffingtoe.
I know his family. Yes.
He had such a strange aversion, but that's on.
Yes, his uncle's my barber. I must concede you this, Lindir. Without proof, they may just be fanciful tales, as you call them. He's glum for a moment. Then he pokes up. Aha! But perhaps a wager is in order. These gentlemen are well-traveled.
Sure.
I'm willing to bet that these valiant travelers will one day, in their course of their journeys, find themselves near Norbury and might be persuaded to return to tell us about any finds they have which may substantiate this story.
Cue foreshadowing.
Lindir's face darkens. I'm not sure such a wager is wise, my friend. I do not wish to be considered accountable for such a perilous quest.
Bilbo waves his hand dismissively. Nonsense! What do you say, my friends? Would you dare to be part of this very unwise endeavor for the sake of an old hobbit's pride?
We've done more for less.
Never of have course. So few people regained so less from so much effort.
Congress.
If I understand the question, then, I mean, certainly, yes, if we ever come across any such evidence, you will be the first to know.
If you choose to back the wager of Bilbo, you are agreeing to take on the task to one day visit the ruins of Fornost to try to ascertain the presence of hobbit archers at the fall of the city.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
So we just gotta look for really small balls.
Absolutely. This is exactly the kind of ancient ruin that I've always wanted to visit.
Indeed.
Who knows? There might be other, other things of historical import there as well.
Excellent. Well, I don't want to pressure you or anything, but of course I'm not as well long-lived as my friend Lynn Deere, so any time you get to it, but maybe sometime over the next year or so, if you think of heading in that direction.
Hint, hint.
Sounds fascinating.
Oh, he's so impressed with you. He digs up a map of the North Downs from his belongings, a document he found in the House of Elrond. And he entrusts you with its keeping, saying you can bring it back safely when you return.
This is a most precious document.
In addition, because he likes you so much.
I'm going to burn 6 photocopies of it.
I'll give you a copy, but you have to hand it back at the end of the night. He also offers you a pouch of long-bottom leaf.
Really?
To help ease the weariness of your journey. It's a long trip.
The famed long bottom leaf.
Yes.
Master Baggins, perhaps we could...
I take a pinch and put it between my cheek and gum.
Oh. Well, that's another way to do it.
You don't have a smoking skill, do you?
No, I do not. I have the chewing and spitting skill.
There's a smoking skill?
It's a one of your... Just oh, no, traits trait. Or a specialty.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, but I was going to say that I was going to try and... I come from a trading family, you see, and...
How many dots do you have in lore?
2.
You got an extraordinary success on that roll, so you can put another one.
Another dot in lore? Or another dot
The advancement point.
Oh, no, none. Oh. I use...
You'll give yourself a dot.
Cool.
Can I get one for song? We're also in fresh air.
Yeah, we're all naked.
Oh, that's right. You bought. Yeah.
So take one for Riddle.
Yeah. Anything you succeed in, and you can give yourself one advancement point. All right. After another couple of days of this, word comes that the white deer have been spotted by scouts somewhere near the halls. The hunt begins at the Elven King's Halls and ranges out to the north and west. Thranduil and some of the elves go out in the first wave riding grey horses that seem to magically slip through the thickets and undergrowth without impediment. No such luck for the rest of you. But yes, eventually at some point you are able to set out into northern Mirkwood. As 3.
So that's the party is the 3 of us?
Yes. Ruthie Hill goes out at the same time, scoffing and snorting at you, but in a different direction. Pick a compass point from north to west. Which direction would you like to ride?
North by northwest. Or does it not get that fine? Can we go north, northwest, or west?
I'll allow.
North by northwest. Others.
North by northwest.
Good movie.
Never saw it.
Before 1980. Give me lore. Well, yeah, lore checks.
Would Mirkwood lore be applicable?
Yes.
Oh, you can use that. I will roll anyway. No.
Grab the wrong freaking die.
Alright. Well, it's technically a hunting party. It is also technically a journey.
Okay, 13 exceptional. Or great, rather.
Okay, you can give yourself no.
I give myself no?
Yeah.
Alright, here. Okay, I give myself no.
Alright. Anybody get a success?
I got 13.
Okay. Strangely, you've spent so much time traipsing about other places, you seem to not know your way around here.
Indeed.
It is severe terrain, but at least it's not as bad as some of the southern Mirkwood areas that you've been traipsing through.
Trudging.
Trudging, all right. Would anyone give me a travel check, please?
Sure. Ten, great.
Seven.
Ten, blah.
Blah. You have Empire.
All right, everyone, please give yourself 1 point of fatigue.
Yeah, I can actually do that now.
Apparently I've gotten out of shape over the winter, sitting and eating fruit salads, and...
It's surprising how much you put on with those things.
Yeah.
I think it's actually the dandelions that do it.
I think it's the pork sandwiches.
It's definitely the pork sandwiches.
Oh, wait, I still have some.
You've had that in your hot pocket? You've had that in your pocket for the last 6 months.
All right.
Still hot.
It's still there.
It's still strangely warm.
It ages well with the mustard.
All right, everyone, give me another fatigue test, please.
Travel?
Yes.
The pork sandwich revives me. 15, great success.
Okay. I think Gandalf.
The stench of the pork sandwich just seems to have fatigued me even more.
All right,
it drives me to stay.
Another fatigue.
Huh?
All right, another. You got a point of fatigue. Everyone, make another roll.
Gandalf.
13.
I found my stride finally.
12, great success.
You two get a point of fatigue. Okay, so. Give me another roll. It's been about 2 weeks of hacking through the brush. But no luck so far in your hunter.
More
18.
Gandalf.
Well played. At a certain point, you are trudging through the brush. And you hear shouts in the distance. So the word is that the creatures have been spotted by the scouts somewhere near your trudgery. And the chase is on. You may attempt a hunting roll to find the trail. Each of you can attempt this the first time.
Good boy. Gandalf.
What's this one?
Here. Hunting.
15, great success.
Did you get any bonus stuff?
No.
Okay.
I hunt bad. I got a 5, so.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't get any sixes.
Yeah.
I had help.
I'm assuming that gets me a point.
Yes, if you want to give yourself a point.
And I'd probably for travel for the Gandalfs?
No? Sure, yeah. Each of you succeeded in at least one travel check, so you can give yourself a point on that as well. All right, the two of you find the trail, which means you're able to follow it that first day, and you two can attempt a hunting roll the next day to continue following the trail.
It's all for you. Don't expect a success again from me.
Twelve.
Gandalf.
The master tracker elf.
With his 1 point in hunting.
Fail.
Spend too much time coddling your dog. Giving
Sauron.
Catnip.
I'm like, come on, Snowy, find the trail. And Snowy is like,
fuck you. You see movement up ahead through the trees.
Okay. Can I identify if it is perhaps a white deer or a person?
Doesn't look to be either necessarily.
Are those the only two options? A white deer or a person?
It's only two that I care about. Yeah, that pretty much covers most of my bases.
It could be a boar.
I guess cautiously advance and try and get a better look at it.
Okay.
Stealthily, perhaps?
Yes, you sneak up and you find what looks like a deer nest? Warren?
Bed.
Bed. But standing outside it is a dark stag, jet black.
Okay. What does that mean? Like, I'm assuming there's some lore or reference or something to this. A 16 lore. And I have Mirkwood lore as well.
Okay. So
which is invoked after the fact. Point.
Yep.
Is that how that works?
I don't remember.
If you invoke tree. Yeah. Who's enough to deer you? Killing one could be bad mojo, bad juju. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you like the taste of crows?
No, not so much.
Because you don't like the taste, or because it's eating someone's soul?
A little of both. It's kind of usually they're kind of bitter and dark tasting. It's not so good.
Yeah, it's not the way.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Well, since these are not the deer I'm looking for, and killing them may be bad juju.
You don't know. Could be good eating.
Oh, okay. Can I do like an insight check or something? I guess that's what I'm trying to. Not knowing anything about this world and this environment, I don't know where this would lie. Because you would think jet white deer, jet black deer, there's some kind of correlation.
It's a giant chess match. Did you make a lore check?
I did. I got a 16 on it.
In The Hobbit, Thorin Oakenshield shoots an arrow into a leaping hart just before the company encounters the white hind and her fawns.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that the dark hart was the companion of the snow-white hind. Moments later, Bomber falls into the waters of the Enchanted River and loses memory. It could be a...
Could be completely coincidence.
Or it could be like killing a spider creates storms. Not that that's happened to you yet.
I will... What would I do to show respect to an animal?
Just thank it after you kill it.
Right?
Thank you, Father Deer, for the gift of your meat.
Eat its heart and liver.
Don't throw any of it away.
I will...
Make hot dogs out of lips and assholes. Sorry.
I will cautiously back away from it until I'm almost out of its sight.
Okay.
Step out of cover, like... Act gracious towards something like bow or be elf friendly to the deer.
Okay.
And step the rest of the way away.
And as you're trying to step away, you notice something kind of off to the side. A strange topographical anomaly, if you will.
Okay.
It looks like there's a deep pit cut into the forest floor, opening among thick roots and fallen leaves over in the direction. Which isn't the sort of thing you usually see up here.
No. I will gather my companions and go investigate.
Yeah, okay. Give me an insight.
This better not be another one of your Sarlacc pits.
16.
Okay.
And do I get a point for that?
Sure. Everybody gets a point. You get a point. You get a point. Everybody gets a point. That's an over reference.
I get it.
Okay. it's obvious to you that the pit was obviously concealed in the underbrush until recently.
Like a trap?
Quite possibly.
How big is the pit? I mean, is it the size of a building, or is it the size of, like, we made a 10x10 pit?
In between? Not the size of a building.
Is it the size of, had I shot the deer, we would fall into it?
Maybe.
Okay. Is there anything in the pit?
Slightly smaller than this room.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a 10x10 box, but it's of decent size.
So, it looks like the pit was recently concealed, or was concealed,
concealed
until recently.
Yes.
Does it look like it's man-made, or
can't really
artificial?
Tell from your distance.
Well, let's, I guess, get closer to said pit.
Okay.
Cautiously.
Are you getting your friends?
Yes.
Okay.
I said that already.
All right.
Okay. I'm a pansy elf. Of course I'm getting the muscle. Are you kidding me?
Hello, friends. I see something with my keen elephant eyes that I would like to investigate.
Do you guys
have my back?
Can you guys walk there ahead of me?
Elfie got back.
All right, yeah, you can get closer. Yeah, I mean, there's underbrush and crap all around, so it's kind of hard to tell, but it does look like it would be artificially. It's not a natural feature.
Okay.
Full of artificial sweeteners.
Those spikes.
Splenda pit.
Those spikes really don't look natural.
Yes. They're covered with green slime. I meant the D&D green slime. That was the funniness of the reference, but after I said it, I realized that I could have been referring to generic green slime, which would not have been as funny.
Or snot, as of our conversation 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Or the toy green slime.
Yeah.
There's a toy green slime?
There used to be.
Yeah. It was a 70s thing.
Back in the day of Stretch Armstrong and Silly Putty.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Before children had Star Wars.
Okay. So there's a pit. That's artificial.
Yeah.
It's not what closer is there anything in that pit.
You tell me.
Let's look.
Yeah.
What am I using to look?
Awareness, maybe?
Hey, if Denethor falls in, do we have to go after him?
Everything's a choice.
If a Denethor falls in pit and nobody is looking.
Doesn't matter.
I have a 12. Guys, can you see anything in here?
Yeah, I'm checking out this pit because I'm trying to decide if this was like someone's hunting strategy and is it kosher.
I'm sitting there trying to look at it. I can't, like, the sun is always shining in my eyes somehow, no matter where I stand.
Hound is nosing around it too, but I don't do any better.
What does the hound do for you?
Awareness and hunting. Gives me a second feat die.
Oh! Should it's like noticed you rolling that.
Rolling with advantage. So
I should have noticed you rolling.
I take the better of the two.
I noticed him doing it, and I was confused until I realized it was the Holland that was doing it.
Yeah.
Like when he said, thank you, Holland. Like, oh, that's what's going on.
All right.
I got
18. All right.
Evidently, I can see.
You guys are looking, and it's obvious that it's not natural. It looks like it was concealed with the leaves and the undergrowth and brush, a lot of which has fallen in. You notice in the underbrush down in there, because your eyes are specially trained for such things, a silvery glimmer in the murky green light.
There's something down there. He's shiny. Do we have a rope or something? Is there a tree above this?
Yes.
Do we have some rope?
I don't have equipment listed. So.
None of us really do. Well, I'm assuming
it's Mirkwood, so there's a vine.
Yeah.
I'm saying
that would be standard equipment.
I'm saying throw it over a limb, so that way in the event
then lure the elf down.
That's why you got your fatigue was hauling that shit around the forest.
I'll lower myself, or someone can lower me down, considering I saw it, and it would be a lot easier for me to just go down there and look as opposed to me sitting
what,
there
what
trying
I'm
to
saying
your
is
left,
how
no, your
much
other
do you
left.
Weigh?
He's short.
Enough.
I'm an elf.
And?
We
have our own laws of gravity.
We have Tanky McBoreslayer over here.
Not that Tanky.
Yeah, fine. I can lower you down.
No, what is it called? Dota?
I have a body of 3.
I got a body of 4.
I have a body
Holy
of 5. What is with you pansies?
You got a body of 5?
I got a body
I got a heart of 7. I got big old
Who
heart.
Who want all this?
I got a body of cheesecake. Does that work?
Okay, we will lower you down. All
right.
Okay, you get down in the pit and you find a very nice looking bow with a silvery string.
A boat.
Bow. Talk about your nautical disasters.
Hi, I'm
Jack. We ran aground.
I'm literally half deaf.
In northern Mirkwood.
This side don't work.
Who would have put that pit there? No, a bow.
A bow. Okay.
Deep breaths.
Okay. So there's a bow.
With a silvery
string.
A silvery
does it
string.
Look familiar?
Much like...
Does it look familiar to Wreathel's? To
oh, the fuck
Wreathel's
you know? You're not
problem.
Here.
To
Wreathel? I'm saying it wrong. Wreathel?
Are Wreathel's bow? What?
You're not in the pit.
Exactly.
Okay.
But he's down in the pit.
He's
going,
the...
hey, look, a bow!
He's in the hole.
I didn't
is
pick
that
it
what
up.
You're doing?
I didn't pick it up. Are you out of your mind?
You're going to stick it under your... the rogue. Nobody else saw this.
No, I'm going to roll my bow gently down the fucking stream, okay?
There's nothing else down here. It was just a shiny rock.
Yeah. I'm going to search to see if there's anything trapped that screams trapped to me about this.
Okay.
As somebody who regularly delves into areas I'm not supposed to be, one could say that I'm keen-eyed enough to spot any kind of trap. And that's a Gandalf in 2/5.
Your keen eyes detect that this was probably a trap like 2 days ago.
So it was a trap? is not longer any longer?
No, because you're standing.
Yeah.
You're soaking in your boat.
All right. So
you get that one?
I get that one.
Okay.
All right. So the bow itself. Secret. Do I get another?
Sure. Okay. So, well, yes, I can.
All right. So is there anything else?
Because I have the smoking trait. And I am smart.
Is there anything else in here that draws my attention aside from the bow boat?
No.
Okay. Then I shall.
The bobble boat.
Then I shall grab the bow and say, "Hey, pull me up! I found something."
Does anyone else get a Boblo boat reference, or is that strictly a trick thing? Okay, never mind.
A what?
The Boblo boat.
God bless you.
Okay.
We pull him up.
All right.
Well, so I found this, and I hand the boat to Denethor. And this was obviously a trap that was sprung. I couldn't find anything else down there, though.
Yes, you recognize that as Pembregal, the Bow of Sudden Fury.
So it's the Bow of Anger Management?
Bow of the Warden who watches the Elf Path and the borders of the realm.
Ruithel.
Indeed, this is from my mithril.
Yes.
Okay.
Are there any traces of blood or signs of a struggle or
on the pit trip? Other than the pit trap being set off?
Yes. Like somebody being dragged away from the pit trap.
Give me a...
I'm going to ask everybody else to help me look as well.
Of course you know.
Because whatever this is, I probably won't do it.
Search.
Thirteen.
Looks clear.
I, too, will search. Even worse. Boy, that sun sure is bright.
Hound, help me!
He doesn't help with search, but I will have him, I'll give him a good whiff of the bow.
Thank you.
Let him sniff it, and then set him to trap by scent.
No, smell. I'm sorry.
It has that used bow smell.
He goes straight towards the lake because it's a bow, right?
Ow.
That, I got to take the better of the two. So, Gandalf.
It's about as good as it gets.
Well, throw a couple sixes on there.
It was a Sorin or a Gandalf.
The dog kind of just walks over to the tree. Starts scratching.
Snowy. Dog.
I will...
The cat literally just looked at you.
Is there anything up in the tree?
No.
Jack, make a search check.
Oh, fuck. All right. Fourteen, great success. And I shall burn some hope.
Yeah.
Give me 19, then.
Don't do that.
19, great success?
He said don't burn hope.
Oh. Okay. I just remember that you have to burn a hope first in a session before you can start using the communal hope, yes?
Yeah. But sometimes the bar isn't the number.
That's nice.
You guys don't notice anything.
Nothing special about the tree, the dog, that the hound is clawing and
scratching.
If only someone knew about things that could not be seen, but maybe smelled. Like somebody who could see the unseen. You know, like, oh, we had a guy who was bringing squirrels around for a little freaking while, but he's not here.
Right.
Where's Mithrandir when you need him?
This is a puzzle indeed.
Aye.
Your warden was a...
I cannot figure...
Mighty huntress. Or at least had a big mouth.
Yeah.
And she'd never willingly be departed from...
You know what they say, the bigger the mouth.
What do they say?
The better the hunter.
How's that figure?
Oh. Because they can eat a lot.
Is that...
Well, because he's got something this big, and I'm making the fish motion with my hands so you can't see it. And then the other person is a better hunter because they have because their mouth is bigger, so they had a fish this big.
Elven folk, I'll never understand your ways.
I don't understand your joke.
I thought mostly it was, you know, breeding.
Somebody tweeted that back to me today.
Yesterday. You don't indicate the size of the fish with your mouth.
Fuck you all. All right, so we can't figure out where...
hear a click from the other side of the tree.
A click from the... Which side? Other side?
The other side of the tree.
No, this side. Like where the dog is clawing at it.
Scratching her claw.
What's that clicking noise?
And you see... What?
I will go around and look at the other side of the tree.
Okay. You see two hooded dwarves peeking out of the tree, watching you warily.
Like a secret opening opened up in the tree?
Cool.
I'm going to kneel down like it's just us.
You'll have to smell your hand.
No. not. Palm down.
Okay.
I'm going to roll animal handling.
On the dwarf?
Yes.
No. There you go.
Do we even have any?
Yeah, if Christine was here, she'd be laughing her ass off right now.
Did you fellows see what happened here? Did you fellows
see? Oh, let me catch up my background material here.
Wow.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I am the Boar Slayer, a woodman of Wilderland, and we're hunting.
You're far from your lands.
Yes, I'm a guest of the Woodland Elves.
Elves?
Well, they do live all around Ding. Here.
Not are here.
You, are you from Erebor?
No. I am Polin, and this is Polman. We are brothers.
Clearly.
I can spot the family resemblance right away.
What the? Fucking dwarves.
We are...
This is why we don't let them here.
No, we are not of Erebor. We are exiles from the vanished Grey Delve, but this is our home until our glorious return. And in fact, you're trespassing on our tree.
Your tree happens to be in the middle of a... Your tree, lands claimed by the...
Your tree happens to be in the middle of the Elven Hunt.
Well, let them come around here. We'll show them what for...
Did you... Did you create this trap?
Of course.
Did...
Lurky elves...
Well, they're
always hunting, trapping around our tree.
They're hunting deer, and so you have to run around a lot to hunt.
Not on our tree, they don't. We don't suffer deer around here. We're strictly moose country around our tree.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think there was one of those like a couple hundred paces that way.
Okay, not my sleeve.
Yes, I
can. Gosh, where did it go? No.
You know, the healing can begin.
Did, by any chance, a rather alarming elf woman fall into this pit?
Yes. She's in our custody now.
Can we have her?
No.
Please?
She's our prisoner.
For what purpose?
Don't ask.
Revenge! Also trespassing.
What is the penalty for trespassing?
Well, first you fall in a pit and you get a nasty knock on your head. Yeah. Which is, of course, proof of trespassing. Because if you didn't trespass, you wouldn't step on the pit.
That seems fair.
I'm following your logic.
Yes.
There's logic?
Dwarven logic.
It's like somebody put a freaking squirrel in a bag.
Yes.
You know, most of the dwarves I've met from Erebor are not...
They're exiles. Shut up.
Erebor. They might have been those fat cats. The one percenters.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Can we just really get into Occupy Erebor here?
What may we do to earn the freedom of the precocious elven lady?
Have you talked to this woman?
Unfortunately,
in fact, we have. Sharp tongue, huh?
Not only has she trespassed... That's the least of it. Not only has she trespassed, but she is in our custody as she is responsible for a great travesty upon our house. She cuts the beard from our chieftain, Frar, who is now known as Frar the Beardless, sadly.
Where is Frar?
He is away on business, but he should be back shortly.
How did she cut the beard off of Frar if he's not here?
Oh, it was some time ago. A few months.
A few months.
So this is a long-standing feud, then?
Yes.
That's not good.
It was obvious, because...
How do you know she did it?
She has the bow.
Well, technically, he has...
How long ago did she claim this position? Out of character.
2 months.
She just earned this bow 2 months ago. If the beard was cut off 2 months ago, she may not have been the one who did it.
Well, then she'll have to pass it along to whoever did.
But she can't do that if you have a prisoner here.
Well, once Farrar decides what to do with her, then if it's not the correct person, she can always just pass it forward.
Would that be a riddle check to try and investigate further?
I'm going to...
Make an insanity check?
I don't see...
I'm going to use awe, which I don't have a lot of.
to intimidate them, I'm going to get angry and start brandishing my axe and demand her immediate release, or they will suffer the consequences.
Oh, fuck. Guess that's quite quickly.
I'm only threatening, but I'm trying
You're
to just...
threatening the insane dwarves.
Yes.
Okay.
And I will spend hope on this if I have to.
Is killing the insane...
do I have to?
Is killing the insane dwarves considered a shadow act?
Hope's not going to catch you there.
No, that won't.
Can I attempt to back him up? With...
I will hurt you.
Get away from me, Snowy. I'm trying to be dramatic.
Sorry. She starts, like, rubbing between your legs. And...
okay. I got one.
Fetch the stick.
So you're going to try and intimidate as well? Or can I try something first?
You can try something.
I'm going to try and use courtesy, and I am going to more or less stroke their ego in a way of basically say, you know, come on, let the elf go. We'll take care of this. Gandalf.
All right. Do you have a point in that, bro?
Yes.
They can't ransom her without authorization from Frar. They could perhaps do so once he arrives.
And how long shall that be?
Could be a few weeks.
A few weeks. May we see her?
Why?
We want to see if she's in good health. Because if you're trying to hold her on ransom and she's not in good health, then what... You know, then obviously you're not acting in good faith.
Elf, bitch! How are you feeling?
Okay, you hear a... angry torrent of...
is it Kenya or Silverin? Or?
It'd be Sindarin.
Sindarin? Yeah. I don't speak Sindarin. I'm assuming
you,
okay.
You don't need to speak Sindarin to get...
Everybody here but me will get this. You hear an angry torrent of wife.
Yes, exactly. She sounds like the only thing that's been wounded is her dignity.
So. That doesn't sound good.
Can I think of... Can I do a lore check to find any agreements between elves and dwarves regarding prisoners?
This is going to take a while.
Did you say agreements or grievances?
Well, agreements.
Okay.
Or grievances.
Say you don't need a lore check to know about the grievances.
Yes.
Okay.
You mean do they have like a protocol for exchange of prisoners
yes.
or something like that?
Yeah, no.
Generally, the agreement is the Elven King throws them in the dungeon until they tell him the purpose of their quest, and then somehow they mysteriously vanish through the help of Inzbahab. And then the guy that was on watch gets posted to patrol duty out at the Elder, which is a...
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Alright, in that case, I will attempt to sing a song, reminding them of the friendship between the Elven and Dwarvish kingdoms and how they should keep good relations between each other. That's all I got. And that feels horribly.
As it should.
Because there is no such song. You come off like Will Ferrell in Elf when he's trying to say, it's Christmas and I'm with my dad and we've never met before, but I came to meet him. So I love you, I love you, I love you.
Because elves and dwarves, they get along, they get along. Elves and dwarves, they get along.
They start throwing vegetables at you.
I'm going to.
Dwarven tradition.
So I'm going to.
Dwarves don't eat
vegetables. Cabbage. Cabbage, I assume.
They, yeah.
I am cunning.
Rock lobster.
Goddamn carnies.
Oh, God, if only I had Brian. But...
I am sorry. Cunning. So I'm going to ask them. Oh, excuse me. Your Highness. I'm going to ask them using riddle. You know, boy, well, that's a pretty big responsibility with just the two of you here to try to get them to divulge how many of them there are besides Frar, who's not here yet. So,
all right. What are you trying?
What I'm trying to get is...
Well, I mean, what are you rolling?
I'm rolling riddle.
Okay.
So I'm kind of a... 11. Not cunning enough.
We're up to it, they say.
Cage. Should we just knock these two out and take her back?
Could precipitate, well, I don't know if it would precipitate a war.
They're exiles.
Yeah.
On the other hand,
are the names familiar at all?
Which names?
Frar and Poland and Pullman.
Those two knocks you might have heard of Frar. Give me a lore. No.
You're struck by an arrow.
I fall into a pit.
Yep.
Coincidentally, it's the one that's already opened.
Well, is the way I see it, there's only a couple ways to do this. Either A, we could reason with the morons. B, we could beat up the morons. Or C, we could storm back ineffectually and try and come up with another plan involving somebody else.
We could trick them.
Haven't we been trying to do that? And reasoning?
These guys kind of have the mental capacity of like six cats in a burlap sack. I don't think that...
And we're losing them. Just want that out there.
In order to trick them, we would need to use logic. I don't think logic's exactly these guys' strong suit.
Set their tree on fire.
Yeah, it's probably worth a try because it's not like dwarves ever grudge anything, ever.
Hold on. Hold the fuck on.
Why don't you say, hey, look over there?
Hold on. Hold the fuck on. All right. Dear dwarves, are you partial to smokes at all?
Oh, no.
I'm cleaning the last of the long pot of leaf out of the bag.
That's really going to help you on your journey there, guys. Why? What have you... You don't smell anything. You can't prove it.
What?
You a gob?
Are you... holding?
We might be. What's it worth to you? You can't get supplied very frugally out here.
We do our best. Well, we have a couple of closets.
We've recently come across some long bottom leaf of the finest cut. We'd be willing to part with it in exchange for her freedom.
Make me some kind of roll.
I will attempt to awe them with how amazing this tobacco is. No? Courtesy?
This tobacco will destroy you!
This is the best tobacco.
Doctor Strange moves this is you throw it.
This is the best tobacco ever. You guys have to try this.
Yeah.
Can I,
persuade?
I mean, I know there's no rules for assisting, really, but I'm going to take a little bit of it and pack it into a short clay pipe.
You have a short clay pipe?
Sure, I do.
Sure.
And light it up and just start, let the
start blowing
aroma.
Blowing smoke rings at them?
Yeah.
They whisper together. We have a proposal.
Nine.
Okay. What were you rolling?
Best courtesy.
Okay. we propose this. You give us some of your stash. Our Chieftain Farrar will return 3 to 4 weeks. Thank you. We'll make an exchange until then. We give you the she-elf. Elf bitch.
Mm-hmm.
in exchange for the bow. We'll hold the bow and some of the leaf, and she returns in 4 weeks to face whatever Farrar deems appropriate.
I shout down the hole of the tree. Is that okay with you, elf?
It'd be cool. You hear more of the same yelling. Yeah. It's obviously not to her, but...
I will...
You can stay!
I will make a counter offer to the dwarves that if we can't do this boy's, it is a great treasure of the elves. They can have mine, which is heavily enchanted as well, and an ancient relic.
But this is the bow of the one who transgressed against our people. We don't necessarily hold a grudge against you and have no wish to deprive you of your obviously precious. Yours wasn't involved in the crime, so it doesn't need to be in. That would be a disservice to you as a good faith negotiator. It's a surprisingly cogent argument. It probably takes them about 10 minutes to get out, but that's the gist of.
Awesome. knowing what I know about the elves, would they be okay with this? Since this is a great treasure of theirs.
Probably not. They wouldn't be happy with it, but.
Do we get the feeling the dwarves are going to run away with it?
I mean, it's pretty clear it's their spot.
This is their tree?
Yeah.
There are other trees like it, but this is theirs.
Yes. You're killing me tonight with non-Brian Buckage.
All right, I guess we go with it. I really don't have any other option other than trying to have make things happen by force.
Would you like me to try and persuade them some more? Or are we good?
Well, I think we have a deal. It's just whether it's a good deal.
Yeah.
Well, you could always just give them a promise.
The a point of reasoning, I guess, why they want that bow. A, it was part of what they're talking about. But they also believe if they let her go, there's every good reason to believe she won't come back. Whereas this bow is precious to her, therefore, if they hold it...
Right, it's a better ransom.
Right, they reasonably believe that she's going to come back to get it, in spite of whatever Ferrar may say. Because otherwise, if she goes off the bow, there's every reason to believe she won't come back at all. So that's the reasoning.
Okay. Well...
Which, like I said, doesn't necessarily make it a wonderful deal if you're...
We never did get what the penalty for trespassing was.
First falling into a pit.
Uh-huh.
And then getting bonked in the head.
Yep. Okay, after that?
Ferrar is more dealing with the other thing, his beardless nature.
Ah.
And the insult to our people.
All right.
Have you ever heard her saying about half a fish is better than none?
Yeah. If there's anything I know about ancient artifacts, they find their way back to light eventually no matter what.
Well, there's enough darkness in the world without creating needless conflict among the noble races.
I vote we take this deal.
I think we're using that term rather... loosely with these.
Well, they're not orcs.
No, they're not orcs, but...
Alright, I vote we take the deal.
Yeah, let's take the deal.
They say a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Alright, so... Poland goes down to rustle up Ruithel. And then they... Count of three. Grab the ball and push her at the same time. So.
Okay.
Alright, the exchange is made. Her hands are tied, which obviously her mouth is free to...
We'll untie her hands and tie her mouth.
Okay. I have a hunch that won't work. All right.
Well, considering someone just called her elf bitch, I don't think she's very happy to be.
Yeah. All right. So what you going to do now?
I guess we release her to the wild?
I take her with us.
Okay.
And continue hunting, I guess.
Continue hunting. All right, give me a hunting roll.
Mark the location of where this is.
Well, are we going
She is not happy, but she doesn't really have a choice since she doesn't have her gear or anything with her, so she pretty much got to tag along with you guys until she at least meets up with somebody else.
Until she can more properly express her gratitude in a future time.
With a blow in the back of the head, perhaps.
Dumping in a pit and hitting in the back of the head,
17.
Hunting.
I got an eye.
Nada.
You were able to pick up the trail. You may roll again.
Deer went this way. Yep. Come on, Snowy. Run him down. 17, great success.
Jesus. All right. You feel like you made up some... Basically, you picked up the trail, followed it for a day, slept overnight, and then made up really good time that second day. You glimpse up ahead a patch of light through the brush.
Snow up ahead. Put on your mucklucks.
Come and dry your mucklucks by the fire.
Be very, very quiet. We're hunting.
I'm gonna... Brand and I are gonna sneak closer.
The fuck?
Into spear range.
What spear?
I'm going to sneak closer into spear range. It's gonna be 2, 3. You shoot from where you throw the spear.
Okay. I'll keep the image from strangling.
It'd be cool.
She can throw a rock. You can throw your dagger. I can control her. I got rid of the spear.
So I'm going to stealth closer.
Okay. To quote a recent movie, or to paraphrase a recent movie, you realize you're going to have to stealth the shit out of it.
Like, really, really stealth.
Yeah.
All right. We'll just... do I have a good...
Because you have a sense that the wrong step could cause...
Well, he's...
bolting.
Well, he's thing preparing to stealth. I'm going to take aim. Just kind of prepare myself for when it moves or leaps or whatever happens.
Well, before he steps on a giant branch.
Yes.
Okay.
Before he can react. Still
be able to get a
shot up. Do you have good... You have a good vantage, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Snowy, stay.
Oh, yes.
Cocked.
No, just
some burning hope on that.
You have 9 currently?
Yep, and that's going to add 6, so 15. Probably still not enough.
Even with, oh, 9?
No, this is my roll. I don't get any advantage on stealth.
You are just within spear range when you step on a branch.
Mm-hmm.
As the first shot. As the stag rears and leaps away, I will
actually
let
take
loose.
Your side things.
Okay.
You have one shot.
Well, fuck.
Oh, my.
It's a good thing he's up there.
Denethor whiff. I have 21 exceptional success. And that meets edge with the spear.
Okay.
Christ, man.
So I blew all of my rolls early.
21.
During our little skill challenges.
So straight up damage on that would be 11. And the injury is 14.
So 5 plus 3 plus 3.
5 plus 3 plus 3.
Okay.
And the injury check to 14.
All right, you drop it.
Whoo!
Dumps up. Yes, that is a piercing blow, which you needed to kill it. And it drops, oozing blood all over its beautiful white coat. Some white fawns dash into the ground.
Like they do.
Mob killer.
Yep. Sorry, Bambi. I will take the usual precautions with a fatally injured stag and give it time to bleed out and then get to work, I guess.
Okay. Do you guys want to wrap there for the evening?
Probably a good spot.
Okay.
So I will gut it. We will make a carry pole. And
okay. I'll assume your group goal was to hunt a deer, so...
Yes.
Why, yes. Yes, it was.
I'm going to do a little victory dance for Rui Fell, which involves mooning.
Oh, she's going to love that.
Sun salute.
All right, 2 experience points. And a shitload of advancement points that you have already earned. And we will reconvene here...
4 weeks time.
The Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Podcast is brought to you by Baron Von Productions. The One Ring and the Darkening of Mirkwood campaign are published by Cubicle 7 Games, which is not responsible for or in any way endorses this podcast. For more about the One Ring, Cubicle 7, or any of the players in the campaign, go ahead and check out www.chippewavalleygeek.com. Tune in for the next session, when the company goes into the West.
Speak up whenever the spirit moves, and it'll be like a quicker meeting.
That's exactly how the last one started.
We're nothing if not consistent. God, no. It's like, it's all burbling up now. All right, Snowy, who are you playing tonight?
Snowy is playing the Hound.
That sounds good. Oh, the Christmas parade? The Silver Springs float? You know, all the different cars, and they're all throwing candy to the kids, so the kids all come. They're, like, running in the street and grabbing Tootsie Rolls and gum. Like, they're coming out, like, they have a couple people throwing out candy, and then this, like, lady comes up to me, and she hands me this tinfoil. Like, because sometimes, like, the karate clubs will come over, they give business cards to the adults. It's like, yeah, great, thanks. We support our local community. But the Silver Springs, the girl comes over, she hands me this wad of tinfoil. I'm like, oh. Like, it's a hot dog with mustard. Like, they're giving candy to kids and hot dogs with mustard on them in tinfoil to the grown-ups. Yeah. I'm like, this is the most brilliant idea I have ever seen in a parade.
And they didn't even throw it on the ground.
No. She just walked over, like, put it in my hand. I'm like,
God bless you.
So then after the parade was over, we were walking back to the car. She was running around the street looking for candy, and I was running around the street looking for these hot dogs.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Faithful Hound, you are now of assistance to me in hunting. Are you ready?
Show me who I need to kill.
I don't know.
I thirst for flesh and blood.
She whispers that in my ear. You guys can discuss your plan for using a rope.
That's actually probably the most cogent
thing he said all night.
No.
Seriously? Gaming with.
It's us.
Everybody.
It's
Game Watch.
No. I'm on a bow.
It was right to my head.
Oh my
and
god.
I avoided doing it so hard.
I need an oxygen tank. I'm getting like. Oh.
I hate you all so much.
Reminds me of my prom.
Trying to remember.
Wait. How does that remind you of your prom, Brian?
It's just the throwaway line. Let it go.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what the joke was. The little 5-year-old boy is walking down the street with, and runs into a woman that's, you know, beautifully dressed. And she's like, "Hello, little boy." And he says, "Hello? Why did you do that thing with your pinky finger?" And she says, "Well, that's because I how big I think your penis is." And he goes, "Oh. Hello, nice lady!" equally, it's truly no different.
So basically, once we're edited, we're an amazing group.
Yeah, we sound really, really intelligent once we're edited.
Hey, that's a secret to podcast.
That must take a lot of editing to make me sound intelligent.
That's a secret to podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, honey. Who the fuck you been? Who the fuck is this now?
Would you calm down, woman? God damn.
What is this from?
White boy.
Zach and Mary make a porno.
I said white boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you hear that, basically, in Elvish. How many hands do you like in your bush?